initiation. Called Harinam initiation first. In English, initiate means to begin something. And that's the word Prabhupada used. Sometimes people think the initiation is a ceremony like graduation. Oh, I did all these things for 1 year or 2 years, 5 years. Now I'm finished. But it's the beginning. We've been practicing. So nothing changes in our practice when we get initiated.
那么此地以后呢，我们还是要继续坚持不断地去修习。
Except we promise to chant 16 rounds.
唯一的不同是我们正式地做出了承诺，就是每天坚持念诵16圈。
We promise to follow the four regular principles.
我们做出了承诺，要遵守四项基本原则。
So it's that commitment, that kind of promise that Krishna really likes.
Krishna 是喜欢我们做出这样的承诺的。
So we practice for such a long time, we're convinced that now I'm going to do this the rest of my life. This is not just some experiment. Then we get special mercy because we promise.
通过启迪我们做出了承诺，然后我们就可以得到特别的仁慈。
In material life, you might compare it to something like marriage.
在我们可以和物质生活中的婚姻来做个对比。
Of course, now in Kali Yuga, people don't take the marriage very seriously. They promise so many things, and then after a few years, they chain quit.
年代人们对婚姻并不是看得那么认真，虽然说在婚礼上我们会还是山盟，但过不了多久我们还是会离婚的。But
traditionally, and you know, people they know each other for a long time. They're doing all kinds of things, and then they decide, okay, we'll give our life to each other. And people think that's a big ceremony. It's a big event.
传统上呢，人们在相处一段时间以后，彼此了解了以后，就会决定把彼此的生命献给对方。这样子的话，才会决定结婚。所以这是很庄重的一件事情。但是现在人们只是觉得这是一个仪式而已。
Of course, in the Kali Yuga, it's become kind of crazy.
当然，我们都知道卡利年代是一个疯狂的年代。
We hear about some movie star. They've been living together. They have two or three children. And then they're going to get married, and everybody thinks it's a big event. They have a big ceremony. But anyway, the commitment. So in we don't want to. Sometimes people do that in the initiation too. They get initiated, but after a few years, I don't know. And they leave it.
但是有些人可能不是特别认真，他虽然启迪了，然后也做出了承诺，但是并不遵守承诺。过一段时间以后，他又反悔了，就不会认真的去修行。
So that's not good.
这可能不。
You promise.
因为你已经做出了承诺。
So it connects us not only with the guru, but with all the previous acharyas, all the way back to Krishna.
我们。 那不光是和Guru有了连接，也是和整个师徒传记和先前的Acharya和Krishna有了联系。When
we do this yoga, we chant the Guru Parampara,
all, you know. 我们在做祭祀的时候，我们都会唱诵先前的Acharya的祷文，向他们祈祷。So
we become connected to Krishna that way.
通过这整个的师徒传记，我们和Krishna是有了连接。Officially
connected.
这是一个非常正式的连接的方式。So
it's a serious thing, and we, you know, we are hoping more and more people will do that.
这是一个非常重要，也是一件非常严肃的事情。我们希望尽可能多的人能够接受这个启迪。
Because it's going to help the whole world.
因为这对整个世界都是有意义的。
When we become connected, and then we have more power to teach others.
通过启迪，我们与整个师徒传信有了连接，和 Krishna 有了连接。这样的话，我们就有更多的力量去传教。
So even Krishna had a guru.
就连 Krishna 也有一个灵性导师。
Even Lord Chaitanya.And when Lord Chaitanya, when he got initiated, it was a huge change of his life. He was showing us. For us, maybe it's not such a big thing, but it there is. We know something.
We feel it.
When you finally commit yourself, it's a relief, you know. Oh, right, now.I'm convinced, I'm sure about this. And then one has to remain a fool in front of the spiritual master.
Remain a fool.
That's what's saying, remain a fool.
就是说,
Think himself a fool.
你接受一位人性导师，也就是说，你在他面前，你要把自己看得谦卑如草，你要把自己看成一个傻瓜。
Some people get that wrong.
但是有时候人们可能会曲解。
And they think, well, I'm stupid. I can't do what the spiritual master told me to do.
那有。
I'm not qualified. I'm a fool.
有的人会以此为借口说，我就是很愚蠢，我就是一个傻瓜，所以人性导师告诉我的，我做不到。
But it means that you never think that I know more than the spiritual master.
当然，你不能认为我知道的比灵性导师还多。
That's another Kali Yuga symptom. We get disciples say, "But Guru, you don't understand."
卡利耶呢就是这样。
You don't know.
我们经常会说，Guru，你不了解，你不懂的。
It's very frustrating.
就这是很让人沮丧的一件事情。
You know, no, we can't do like this. Or, no, this devotee's no good. You don't understand.
卡利年代就是这样。我们经常会觉得这个奉献者不好，他不懂，他什么都不懂。
So we want to be submissive.
所以启迪以后呢，我们有一个。
And understand that.
我们要顺从。
Along with the, if the guru gives an instruction, the ability to do it is given also by Krishna.
guru 给了你启迪，给了你训示。的同时也就给了你这样做你完成这个训示的能力，这是 Krishna 赋予你的。
And even if you can't do it, if you just try, Krishna is pleased.
即使你做不到，但是你做出了足够的努力，竭尽了全力， Krishna 仍然会被取悦的。
When we were on the train here, Shi Feng was reading this story about Lord Chaitanya.
是的，我们在火车上的时候，我在读一个湿了啪啪的教会甘露，有一个故事是主查潘尼亚的故事。
So she should be able to translate that one good because she read it recently.
因为我刚刚读过这个故事嘛，我给大家大概讲一下，就是主查潘尼亚他见到在南印度有一个奉献者，他根本不识字，但是他的姑姑训示他，你每天都要读国家梵歌，所以呢，他每天都读。
So Lord Chaitanya, he was in one big temple in South India.
他每天都读，但是他不识字，他甚至把书都拿到了，倒着拿。
And he saw one.
查坦尼亚就来到这个庙里，看到了他。
He saw one Brahmana with the Bhagavad Gita.
他看到这个，他还是个 Brahmana， 但他不识字。
And he.
查坦尼亚看到他在读国家梵歌。
He was trying to read it out loud.
他还在努力的想把它读出声来。
But he couldn't read very good.
但他根本是。
Couldn't pronounce things very nicely sometimes.
他发音一点都不标准。
In South India, they're very fussy. The Brahmanas, you know, perfect. They're very fussy about pronunciation.
在南印度呢，发这个音很难的。南印度人不容易发这个梵文的音。
So others were laughing. Oh, look at him. You know, you can't read.
很多人都嘲笑他，说你都不会读，你还在读国家梵歌。
But Lord Chaitanya saw, he looked very blissful. So he said, oh, Brahman, what are you doing? And the Brahmin saw Lord Chaitanya and could understand he's not joking, he's serious. He said, my guru told me I should read Bhagavad Gita, entire Bhagavad Gita every day. But I don't know reading very good, so I can't really read it properly. He said, but I see you're very blissful, so why is that? You can't read it, why are you so blissful? So the Brahmin said, whenever I think I see the picture of Krishna driving the chariot for Arjuna, his devotee, I feel so ecstatic to think how Krishna is a servant of his devotee that I just am in ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya, he picked him, he was embracing this Brahman and saying, you are the real knower of Bhagavad Gita. Because that's the real thing. It's not exactly doing something perfectly, pronouncing perfectly, moving the incense perfectly, but it's the consciousness. Then Lord Chaitanya, he liked that Brahmana so much. And of course, because he was, in spite of everybody laughing at him, and he tried to follow the order of his spiritual master. And Lord Chaitanya stayed in that temple, that area, for 4 months. It's a rainy season. In those days, you know, before there was all kinds of airplanes and trains and bridges, and in the rainy season in India, the sannyasis didn't travel because it's too difficult. They're all muddy and floods, and you never know what. So they'd stay in one place and concentrate on their sadhana and study.
And
Lord Chaitanya stayed, that Brahman stayed with him for 4 months. So he got so much mercy. Even though he was practically couldn't read. But he understood the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is so great. That's the whole understanding. So when we get initiated, it should mean we understand, yes, this is the supreme thing. The goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. And start by this. Many times now, you know, we have somebody's birthday, we have a party. Many devotees say, we think we should have that on the initiation day. That's our real birthday, spiritual birthday. It's called the second birth. Everybody takes first birth.
It's
no big thing. But the real human beings, they take the second birth, spiritual birth. They take a new father and new mother. The mother is the Vedas and the father is the Guru. That's why we get new name. It's like a new life.
我们也就重新有一个灵性的名字，这是灵性生命的开始。
We can disconnect from our first birth, which may not have been very pure.
从此以后，我们可能就和第一次出生，慢慢的渐行渐远。
Most of us, the birth was not in a family of pure devotees.
因为我们的第一次出生，我们并不是每个人都出生在纯粹的奉献的家庭，那么，所以我们第一次出生是受到污染的。
Right.Our parents were most excited the first time we ate meat. He's a real human being now. He's eating meat. He's going to grow big and strong. Because they don't give that meat right away to babies. They have to grow up. They don't give meat right away. And most babies, when they first give meat, they don't want it, you know. But the mother is pushing. Finally, okay. So that we were not, at least myself, wasn't in a very pure family. But Krishna is so kind, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nishinanda came and they're saving anybody that will take it.
但是幸运的是主 Chaitanya 来到了这个时间，我们得到了特别的仁慈，我得到了 Chaitanya 的仁慈。
So Prabhupada always told us that we should, you know, we chant without offense.
是了，帕帕也经常强调我们要尽可能不带冒犯的去唱诵。
So for the initiation talk, he said we should talk about the 10 offenses.
在启迪的时候我们也要知道这念诵的十项冒犯。
Hopefully everybody knows what they are.
希望大家应该都知道这十项冒犯吧，念诵圣名的十项冒犯。
Otherwise, how can you avoid them if you don't know what they are?
如果你都不知道这十项冒犯是什么，怎么会避免呢？
Like if you're going to drive a car, you have to learn what all the signs mean, right?
你要学车的话，就要知道各种标志的意思。
You know, don't stop here, don't park here. Don't go this fast. You have to know what it's all about.
各种规则，但是规则都要懂的。
Otherwise, you won't follow the law.
否则的话，肯定会违反那个交通规则的。
So if you park your car in the wrong place, and then you tell them, "Well, I didn't know," that doesn't matter.
如果你不知道在哪里停车，那你停错了车，别如果警察抓住你，不能说我不知道。
I don't know what they do here in Japan.It's horrible. It's so small place, you know. So if you park your car wrong, before they give you some time, they would put a sign on your car and you have 30 minutes to get it out of there.
在日本是这样的，就是你如果停错了车，他们会贴一个标志说你在30秒之内立刻就是离开。
But now they just come and take it away right away.
以前是这样子，会给你一个提醒，你还有时间就是离开，但现在他直接把你的车子带走了。
And you have to pay so much money to get it back.
你要找回车的话，还要花很长的。
And besides that, you have to pay extra money for breaking the law.
同时你也要交一些违反规章制度、违反交通规则的钱。
And if you do it a few times, they take away your license for driving.
如果你没有在规定的时间内把车开走的话，他们可能会都收到。
So you have to know. You have to know what the lines mean and what the sign means.
因此，我们应该知道。
Can't say I didn't know. No, they point. The sign says.
不能说你不知道。
So we have to know what these offenses are.
同样的道理，我们应该知道这十项冒犯是什么。
And how to avoid them.
然后你才能知道怎样去。
Important thing is how to do the right thing.
最重要的并不是说我们去强调去冒犯，最重要的是我们要知道正确的事情是什么，应该怎么做。
The first offense and the worst offense is this.
第一个冒犯是最严重的。
Blaspheme devotees who were preaching and dedicating their lives.
第一项冒犯是什么？
And that means any devotee.
信出一生传播主的圣名的奉献者，这意味着是每一个奉献者，每一个奉献者都是这样的。
So you know, we have a natural tendency to criticize, you know, this Kali Yuga.
卡利年代每个人都有批评别人的倾向。
So when we were not devotees, maybe we criticized the material life, and that helped us to be a devotee.
我们还没有成为奉献者之前，我们会会对这个物质世界有一种分世嫉俗的这种倾向，会经常会有偏心的倾向。其实这样也是好的，能够帮助我们成为奉献者。
But sometimes we transfer that ability to criticize to start criticizing when we're with devotees to criticize the devotees.
如果我们把这种批评的倾向带到这个奉爱服务当中去批评奉献者，这就不好了。
So that what we should do is glorify devotees.
我们应该做的就是总是去荣耀奉献者。
Serve devotees.
服务奉献者。
Look for the good and talk about it.
总是去看
奉献
者的优点，然后去。
That's very pleasing to Krishna, mostly.
非常取悦 Krishna 的。
The second one is to think that demigods are equal to or independent of Krishna.
第二个冒犯是什么？
That's not such a problem except in the... That's not a big problem.
Not a big problem.
Well, except in the Hindu community. That's why Prabhupada said in America it was easier to preach. No one knew about the demigods, so no one said, why don't you chant Shiva, or why don't you chant Ganesh? Prabhupada said, Krishna is God, okay. No problem. So the Bhagavad Gita clearly states, Krishna says the demigods can't understand him because they come from him.
Krishna 说半神人也无法了解我，半神人是来自于我。
They're servants of Krishna, so we honor them as devotees, but not as the supreme.
半神人也是 Krishna 的奉献者，我们接受他们是奉献者，但是他们并不是神，他们不是至尊的。
Then to disobey the order of the spiritual master. That's number three.
第三个冒犯是违背领导师的命令，或认为领导师是一个普通的人。
Or to think he's an ordinary person.
对，认为领导师是一个普通人，这是也是一个冒犯。
Well, he's not Chinese. He doesn't understand.
我们可能会说，他不是中国人，他不懂的，他又连中文都不会说。
Japanese will say
that.
But many people will say that, forget. Because we look the same, but we have to understand something. So follow the order. Everybody gets the same basic order. Chant 16 rounds at least, follow regulated principles.
每一个体仪的奉献者基本的训示得到的基本的训示都是首先唱诵十六圈，然后呢是遵循四项基本原则。
Not everybody gets a specific order personally.
可能并不是每一个人都会得到一些特定的具体的训示。
But we should try to, if we get it, we should follow. And the basic order for sure we have to follow.
有一些基本的训示就是刚才说的这几个，每个人都要遵循，但是一些具体的训示不是每个人都能得到，但一旦你得到这个具体的特定的训示，你就要全力以赴去达到。
Then to flatter the Vedic literature.
Sorry.
The Vedic, to criticize the Vedic literature.
还有一个接下来的冒犯是。
To think, well, maybe it's just, stories or whatever. Understand it's coming from Krishna, it's non-different than Krishna. So whatever it says is true. And we should not think that the glories of the holy name are imaginary or exaggeration.
我们也不能认为主的圣名的荣耀是一种夸张夸大的意思，是想象的。
Like advertising.
我们不能认为这只是一种广告。
Not like that. All the things that Scripture says about how great the Holy Name is, you can't even begin to really tell how great it is.
经典上说描述了圣灵的伟大之处，我们可能刚开始无法了解。
The advertising is not like that, where they put up a big signboard. This is such healthy food. This frozen, this instant noodle is so healthy and delicious. Everybody knows it's not true.
你不理解的时候，你看到那些说的很夸张的那些言辞，你每个词都会觉得像广告，因为我们看到一些食品广告，他们也夸大。看到很花哨的词就觉得是广告，所以我们也有这样倾向，觉得伟大，所以圣灵的荣耀也是广告。
In America, doctors are worried because small children, they think McDonald's food is better than their mother's cooking.
美国的医生就非常担心，因为有的孩子觉得，麦当劳比他们母亲做的饭还要好吃。
Because whenever they watch television, somebody is telling them how McDonald's is so good.
因为他们看电视的时候，电视上会有这样的广告说麦当劳的食品有多么好。
Nobody is telling him your mother's cooking is very healthy and natural.
因为没有人会做这样的广告，在电视上做广告说母亲的做的饭有多么好。
So many children they only eat the mother just gives money. They don't want to eat. They want to eat at McDonald's. They want to eat at KFC.
这样的话看了这么多广告以后，
because they see so much advertising.So we need to advertise Krishna more. It's not exaggerating. Cannot exaggerate the glories of Krishna. Impossible.
无论你怎样做广告都不为过，因为 Krishna 的荣耀是无限的。
Then we should not make a mundane interpretation.
还有一项就是我们不能对圣名做出世俗的解释。
Say the holy name means this, the holy name means that.
我们不能随便的跟别人解释说这个圣名是这个意思，是那个意思。
One devotee came to Lord Chaitanya said, "I made a new book, my new interpretation of the holy name. I want you to read it."
有一个奉献者，他跟主裁判说，我写了一本新书，这个书是我对圣名的新的解释，您读一下。
Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, no. I only know Govinda, Gopal, Yashodanand, and I don't know anything else."
Lord Chaitanya said, "I don't know. I only know Govinda,
Gopal." Gopal, Govinda.
Gopal, Govinda. I only know this.
Then we shouldn't think it's just some ceremony for material benefit. Next,
another
It's completely spiritual. It's only for spiritual benefit. In the Vedas, there's many yajna to make you live longer, get rich, or so many things. It's not like
that.
Only for spiritual benefit.
能够帮助你得到财富，帮助你得到物质的利益，但是这些都不是我们的目的。
And we should not preach the glories of the Holy Name to unfaithful people.
还有一个就是不能对全无信仰的人宣扬圣名的荣耀。
People that are may not have a lot of faith, but if they want, if they're interested or they'll listen, but we tell them only what they can take. But we don't try to argue with atheists or people that are against it.
我们在传教的时候要看每个人的根基，有些人他有一点兴趣，但是我们要根据他能接受的程度，他能接受多少给他多少，不能跟他去辩论。
And one should not fail to have complete faith in chanting the Holy Name.
这样的人他们对唱诵圣名没有完全的信心，我们不能去辩论。
We talk about that every day. Faith is so important.
我们也讲过很多次了，信心是非常重要的。
And another one is to not be inattentive.
念诵时不专心也是一种冒犯。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
边念诵边说话。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.There was just one devotee, he's driving the car with the beads.
还有一个奉献者，他在开车的时候。
Driving like this. Then he to change the gear. Then no hands on the wheel. It's inattentive driving, also inattentive chanting. Not dangerous. One devotee who was doing that, he was a busy businessman. And he asked Prabhupada, is it okay to chant while I'm driving? So Prabhupada said no. You should chant, but Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna, not counting your japa. So when he left, he was so much habituated, he was driving and chanting. He didn't think, he forgot, and so he was still chanting while he was driving. And he had an accident. So then he didn't do it anymore. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that this inattentive chanting, it creates other offenses. Because we won't be careful. But also attentive chanting, that will help us to avoid the offense. So that when we take initiation, we always from the very beginning, but in the beginning, you know, we're chanting, we're just trying to learn, and mind is not a bit, but by the time we take initiation, when we chant our 16 rounds, we should try to be very careful.
之前我们在没有起立之前也可能在练习念诵发现心意非常的受到干扰不容易念诵但是起立之后呢我们要竭尽全力想尽各种方法去专注每一个念头的
So you can study that book, Burijan Prabhu's book.
大家应该都已经读过 Burijan Prabhu写的加他这本书了
Which Gopi Gita kindly translated for you. And the main stress of that is one mantra. Just try to do one mantra, then another one, another one. One mantra, then another one. Not thinking, I have a chance. Hurry up. No. One mantra, concentrate. The mind cannot concentrate for very long. So one mantra, then another one. And then you'll find you chant more quickly and more happily. Just keep trying. Not easy. So many things are shooting through. Then one day at a time. If you think one day, I will chant today, I will chant 16 rounds and I will try very hard. Every day, the new year. There's people that are drunkards, they have one group to help them stop drinking. People that are drunkards, they have a society to help them stop drinking.
有一些就是爱喝酒的人呢，有一个机构，有一个组织，就是专门帮助他们戒酒的。
So they have a motto, one day at a time. Today I will not drink.
就教他们嘛，说，
That doesn't sound so difficult.
只要做出一个决定，就是我今天不喝，只要让他们做出这样一个决定。
If they think, I'll never drink again in my life, they think, oh, that'll be really hard because there's a party, there's this, that, you know. But one day, okay, I can do that.
Like,
like Janmashtami. Today I will fast. I never saw a devotee that couldn't fast on Janmashtami. On Janmashtami day, everybody fasts. They don't eat.
Right?
So every devotee can do that. But any other day, if you say, just we don't have breakfast, how can I live if I don't have, breakfast? But Janmashtami, nobody has a problem. One day. So one day, today I will chant 16 very good rounds. I will try. First thing in the morning, you should think. Today, one, I'll do it today. Every day. So at the end of your life, you'll still be doing it. No problem.
Every day.
Today I will try to serve the devotees. Today I will do everything, try to do better than before. Alright. I didn't bring the paper with their names. I didn't bring the names. You know, you wrote. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, well, there's only two, so it's very quick. I come forward and we'll give a new name.
Maharaj, this mother's name is Wang Qingying, and this mother's name is Yan Guirong.
Okay. Okay. Wang, what is it? Qingying?